Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Press release. Amending the personal status law is a corruption of society and a departure from the provisions of the righteous Sharia. Translated. Sudan's Minister of Justice, Mohamed Said Al-Hilu, addressed in COSTI the medical and legal interest workshops related to gender-based violence, focusing on survivors, caregivers, and judicial authorities. The workshop was organized by the Federal Women's Anti-Violence Unit in partnership with the United Nations Population Fund. The Minister of Justice stated that women represent a crucial pillar of the family and should be given attention, ensuring they enjoy all their legal rights and international agreements. He added there is a social legacy conflicting with women's rights in customs, traditions and religion, which should be dismantled and reduced through specialized workshops like this. He emphasized the importance of discussing laws related to violence against women, creating space for them, and pledged his ministry's commitment to adopting a recommendations concerning women's rights and their practical implementation. He mentioned that the ministry has formed a committee to amend the personal status law, inviting any comments on the law for consideration during the amendment process. Source: Sudan News Agency, Thursday, the 9th of November, 2023. We in the women's section of Hizb ut-Tahrir Wilayah Sudan, in response to these deviant and recurrent policies, clarify that the quote-unquote social legacy conflicting with women's rights, according to the United Nations law, which quote-unquote must be dismantled, according to the minister's statement, refers to Islamic Sharia. Sudanese women have enjoyed these laws until the days of the Kafir, the infidel military colonization of the country, and no one dared to amend the personal status law. However, in the critical conditions the country is subjected to, marked by wars, ethnic cleansing and violations, the Minister of Justice seizes the opportunity along with his international partners to manipulate the remaining laws derived from Islamic jurisprudence to align with the civilization of the capitalist West. O women of Sudan, do not be deceived by talk of injustice and the reasons for the injustice that many women face and linking it to changing laws. The reality of injustice against both women and men stems from the implementation of capitalist systems. It is not because the personal status law oppresses women, but rather due to other reasons, including economic pressures, wars, conflict, society customs and corruption in state institutions, including the judiciary and others. O people of Sudan, enacting international laws that contribute to dismantling the family and corrupting women, leading our society to become like disintegrated Western societies with no bounds among its members and no Sharia rulings regulating their relationships and lives until they descend to the level of beasts. May Allah protect us. This is indeed a grave calamity and a great disaster. All of us must stand against it and fight it with strength. Allah the Almighty says,
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيعَ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ.
Indeed, those who like the immorality should be spread or publicized amongst those who have believed will have a painful punishment in the world and the hereafter. Surah An-Nur, verse 19. O Muslims, amending the personal status law and granting women their rights according to Western laws means approval of the shameful CEDAW. This entails unifying inheritance rights, abolishing polygamy, challenging paternal guardianship, abolishing the principle of male guardianship and financial support, and other legislation from the great Islamic laws that safeguard women's legitimate rights, protect their dignity, make them queens, and have everyone at their service. Will you exchange what is lower for what is better? The minister has been lax in amending the personal status law to the extent of saying, quote, any comments on the law can be considered for amendment, unquote. This indicates a step towards a civil law unrelated to Sharia provisions. A law that aligns with international agreements, undermines the family, and pushes society towards a bestial Western life in the relationship between men and women. It is not aimed at lifting oppression from women. Rather, it is to please the kuffar, the enemies of Islam. This recklessness is changing the provisions of Sharia, the laws of Allah, and emulating the kuffar in their actions, reveals that the current rulers are enemies of the Ummah and its deen. This requires serious action to remove them and give bayah, pledge, to a khalifa, a caliph, who leads us according to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which says,
وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَن يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ.
It is not for a believing man or a believing woman when Allah and His Messenger have decided a matter that they should thereafter have any choice about their affair. Surah Al-Azab, verse 36. Official spokeswoman of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya Sudan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.